What's your favorite vegetable to cook with?
I don't really have one. Maybe broccoli.
Broccoli? Really? Broccoli sucks. I hate broccoli. Except for broccoli soup. That's the only thing I like.
I do love creamy broccoli soup.
Broccoli soup's fucking good. That's the only thing.
I still want to have that potato party.
Yeah. Did you have some of the mashed potato bar at the wedding?
Yeah. I'm fat, of course I did.
Fucking awesome.
It was good.
I was like, I don't know, mashed potato bar, whatever. And then I had it, and I'm like, this is the best thing. It's a fucking baked potato. It's like, you got the gravy, the cheese. I mean, this is fucking spectacular.
I do love baked potatoes. I never have them. Only for Mondays. Go ahead.
What up, Pumpkin Spice Dev? Today I'm here with my sister Ash.
Hi.
And we are continuing horror movie month with one of my favorite horror movies from when I was, I was going to say a kid because I was young, but it's actually a very newer movie. I don't know.
You were 11.
I was 11. I was, yeah, that's a, yeah. So it was probably the year.
I know how old you are. You're like, oh, wow, she actually gets that right.
So usually when you say like, oh, it's a movie from when I was a kid, usually it's a much older movie.
Yeah.
But it's a movie that came out when I was a kid. Do you see what I'm saying? We're doing, was it 1999?
Yes.
Okay, fuck, sorry. We're doing 1999's House on Haunted Hill. Ashley, what did you think?
You're so aggressive. I love this movie.
This movie's fucking awesome, right?
It's really good.
I had a fucking great time.
It still holds up.
Yeah.
And like, this was one of our mutual picks in this one. I really liked this movie growing up. And I feel like everyone forgot about it.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, this is a movie that I kind of came across it maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I went, oh my God, I totally forgot about that movie. I really love that movie. So then there was a movie we did recently where I watched it as a kid and then I watched it now and I went, oh, I don't remember what movie it was. It was on here recently. I kind of went, now that I'm older, it's like, eh, this movie held up.
I agree 1,000%. I went,
wow, this was a good movie.
Yeah.
And I still, there were still times when I went, ooh, what's happened? Like, you're still like in the moment. Like, I kind of, it's been so long since I've seen it that I almost forgot some of the stuff that happens.
Me too.
Where I'm like, I honestly could not remember why they were there. And I'm like, ooh. So well, I was like, I get to learn stuff all over again, right? Like, it was so cute. And then I saw Chris Kattan.
Random.
Who I was forgot awesome about.
Yeah.
The dad from the OC completely forgot fucking, about.
He was awesome. He was kind of hunky in this too.
He's cute.
He's a good looking guy in the OC as well. But I'm just saying. Like,
and the woman, the wife, I don't know her name.
I'm going to butcher it. It's like Femke Jensen. She's from X-Men. She plays
Jean
Grey.
That's exactly who it is.
Who is at the top of her game in this fucking movie. She's so
she
good.
She did great. Yeah, I really liked this movie. Who's the other?
Jeffrey Rush from Pirates of the Caribbean. He plays Barbossa.
Oh.
Again, top of his game. Every scene he's in, he chews the scenery. It's like, oh, this guy's awesome. Ali Larter from Final Destination.
Yes.
Is somehow the weak link in the movie. And she's normally spectacular. But I'm like, everybody else is so good that it kind of like leaves her at the bottom. But like Taye Diggs is fucking the man in this movie.
Oh.
And
who's the actress?
Bridget, I believe it's Bridget Williams. I could be wrong on that one. She played Sonya Blade in the Mortal Kombat movie, the 90s Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
This movie's fucking.
I thought it held up. I watched it. I went, oh. And like, even the graphics at the end, I hate.
Not good.
Old movies for graphics.
Yeah.
You know what? For that time. I'm not even mad.
They're all right. You know what?
I'm not even mad. Like, Ghostbusters made me, like, ick because it was so bad.
Yeah.
But, like, this movie, honestly, it was bad. I'm not going to say it was good. It wasn't. But I'm like, honestly,
I'm all right.
Quite surprisingly okay for 1999.
Well, that was it. That was me, too. That was what I was waiting for. Because same thing. I haven't watched it in probably 15 years. Like a long enough time that I also didn't remember a lot of it. I remember bits and pieces. I knew
that's me.
Roughly how everybody died. I knew roughly, but there's like a lot of little things. We'll get into spoilers. That I did not remember that. I'm like, oh, this movie's actually fucking great, actually. Like, it holds up. The opening bit is fantastic with, like, the insane asylum.
Oh,
and then
the fucking
dude gets the pencil in the neck. Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Oh, it's so good.
Because it did show you, but that wasn't what happened. Because Chris Kattan says this whole story about, like, the place was on fire.
Well,
that wasn't that scene.
It is. It shows it. Yeah, yeah. So, all of the inmates... of inmates or patients, yeah, whatever
patients,
you want to call them,
I guess.
In this asylum, they get out. So five of the doctors run away, and they shut the shutters.
Yes.
And then the inmates, but the patients, whatever they are, light the place on fire, so it burns and nobody can get out.
Oh, so it did show in the beginning.
Yeah. So
yeah, because I remember him talking about it. I can't look at him anymore.
Chris Kattan?
Yeah.
It's so strange. Go
since
ahead.
Since Night at the Roxbury, right? That's it for me. I can't look at him where he's like, do you want a little bit of this or a little bit of that? Like, just the... I can't even look at him the same anymore.
I think that's why he works, though, as that character. He's so, like, squirrely and so, like, I'm like, this guy, it's perfect casting. I love it when they cast comedians in, like, horror movies. I'm a big fan of it. And it's funny. So, okay. So this movie... kicked off a production company called Dark Castle Entertainment, based off of an old director by the name of William Castle. He directed a couple of movies with, I believe Vincent Price was in both of them. I know for sure he was in House on Haunted Hill. But so there were two older movies from like way back when. I want to say the 40s, maybe the 30s. One was called House on Haunted Hill.
Yes.
And one was called 13 Ghosts.
Which is like 1959. I kept seeing it.
Pop up
over and over. Sorry.
No, you're...
House on Haunted Hill, yeah. Not 13 Ghosts.
Okay. I thought it was earlier than that, but you could be right. You're very possibly correct. There was a production company that was started called Dark Castle, based off of William Castle. And their whole thing was they're going to remake old horror movies.
Okay.
So the first one was House on Haunted Hill. The second one was 13 Ghosts. Another fun movie. I watched it actually quite recently, and I another one where I'm like, I enjoyed the fuck out of this. I remember liking it a lot.
I don't even remember if we saw it or not. I didn't watch it with you.
You watched it with me when we were like younger, when like it first came out for sure.
No, so
it was the one with like the house and it's always shifting, and all like the walls are made of glass, and it's like there's literally 13 ghosts, and like it's like a giant maze, and it's like a family of four.
I'm not sure.
It's pretty good. Matthew Lillard's in it.
Is it funny or is it like...
No. It's like a horror movie.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I'll watch it.
It's pretty good. It's. I think it's fun, but yeah. So
but it holds up to this?
I think House on Haunted Hill is actually better.
Okay.
But so they do these two movies and like... And each one was going to have like a gimmick. So that this one, when you bought a ticket, it had like a scratcher on it. And it's like, if you can survive the movie, you could win up to $1 million.
Oh, how stuff like cute that, right? That?
And then like the other one was going to be in 3D because of the glasses. In 13 Ghosts, you have to wear like, in the movie, they had to wear glasses to see the ghosts. So they were going to give you like, it was going to make it 3D. But then.
Was 3D movies like that?
No. They were big back in like the 80s, but they weren't big at this time. So.
Was that still the red and blue glasses?
So Avatar is what made. That what brought 3D back was the movie Avatar. So that was 2010. So this is like 10 years before that.
Yeah.
So they were going to be ahead of the curve. It was going to be like a big thing. But then this movie didn't perform super well at the box office. So they just decided to scrap all that. So they did 13 Ghosts. They ended up going on to do like Ghost Ship. They did House of Wax, which was a fun movie.
Oh, I know Ghost Ship. Yeah. I haven't watched that in years.
Pretty good.
I got to watch all of these. Apparently.
Fun. These are
dark,
fun movies.
This Dark Castle. So it's all the movies you watched younger and then you kind of forgot about.
1,000%.
Which is weird because I actually think this movie was better than most of the movies on our list that we've watched.
I enjoyed
this
shit.
This movie actually like was intriguing.
Yeah. So for those who actually don't know, because we haven't really explained the movie.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's my fault. We got too much into it.
I got really excited. We both liked the movie. That never happens.
I know. We're both
and
weirdly
it's an old
kidding.
Movie. Okay.
It's not that old. It's 1999.
Okay, go ahead. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. We're aging ourselves. Like, it's ancient. We were 10 when it came out.
Anything before the year 2000 is like All right, it's classic. It's a classic.
It's so
movie.
True. Oh my gosh.
So what the movie's about is it's about an asylum that burns down, and it's become this like this local ghost story. It's like this haunted house. They call it the House on Haunted Hill because of it's like this story, right? And what it's about is this woman played by Famke, again, I'm going to butcher it, Famke Janssen, I believe, from X-Men. And she's the wife of like a billionaire, like some engineer, and played by Jeffrey Rush. And her whole thing is extravagant parties. So her birthday party is coming up. She wants to have this extravagant party. So she decides she wants to have it in Haunted Hill, in the House on Haunted Hill.
The House on Haunted Hill.
So the whole thing is she sends invitations out. And the invitations are, come have a party with us. I'm going to give you $1 million if you can survive the whole night. Or if you can last the whole night, whatever the exact wording is. So then she gives Jeffrey Rush the guest list. And then, but here's the big surprise.
Yeah.
The house makes its own guest list. So everybody shows up and nobody knows each other. And
nobody knows why they're there.
Nobody knows why they're there. And even the host is like, who the fuck are these people? So like Jeffrey Rush is like, so here's the thing where the movie works, in my opinion, and we're going to get more into spoilers, but where the movie works is, so the original House on Haunted Hill is very much about, there were ghosts and stuff. It's very much a ghost story, but the ghosts weren't like killing people. The story was very much about a love triangle between a husband, a wife, and her lover.
Okay.
And it's like the husband and wife trying to one up each other. And they do something similar in this movie. This movie very much carries that over where it's like, she gives him a guest list, but then he makes his own guest list. But then the house makes a third guest list, which is who shows up. So she's like, I don't know these people. And he's like, I also don't know these people. So she assumes he fucked her over. And then he assumes that she must have figured it out. So she fucked him over. So it's like there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, these people must be fucking me over. And this person must be fucking me over. Instead of thinking like, no, it's actually the house. Do you see what I'm saying? Like we know from the beginning the house is haunted. We're fucking well aware that the house is haunted, but nobody believes it for most of the movie. That's what I think why the movie works very well. And the difference between the original and this one is the ghosts very much kill people. Like it gets crazy gruesome actually in the best possible way, like in the best ways. So that's the movie. So these people show up. $1 million if you could stay the whole night. The party begins. Chris Kattan plays the owner of the house, who's like, I do not want to be in this house. Could you just give me my money? And then the shutters close.
Yeah.
And the shutters close until dawn, I guess. They don't really like say, but like, there's just like the shutters are going to close, which locks them in.
Yeah.
And then once that happens, it kind of becomes a free for all for the ghosts. And like nobody believes in the ghosts. Everybody's just kind of splitting off for no fucking reason because everybody's trying to find a way out. That's kind of like the idea of the movie. And then
why go in the creepy basement?
Because that's apparently the only latch, which there is no fucking latch. Like what the, who, it doesn't matter. but anyway, we'll get into that. But twice. I said but there's a difference. I think the movie works. I think it's fantastic. Sorry.
Yeah, I think
sorry.
I think so too. It's a little bit of a stretch to how the names got on there, why it's kind of a stretch.
It's silly. Even down to the okay, so did the limos go, like, was there like a, I have to call them and then the limos come get me? Because it just, the house makes a guest list and then the guests are showing up in limos. But it's like, this is a bit of a spoiler, but you find out super early in the movie, so it's not a big, and it's not like a what spoiler. One of the guests is not who they say they are. For example, it's actually the assistant of a woman.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, how the fuck, so... How did she like know where the limo was going to be? You know what I mean? Like, how did that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like an odd like thing to think about. Like there are a couple of things in this movie where if you actually put some thought into it, it actually makes zero
because
sense.
Because it's like, but you gave them a name. So you want me to go out and find a Sam Smith in this world, the exact Sam Smith I'm looking for. And these are all basic names.
Yeah.
They're not like random Ladesha, like no crazy names.
Yeah.
And it's like, you found that exact person in the United States. Doesn't have to be in your state.
Yeah.
Just in the United States.
It's odd. Yeah.
And we're talking, I can't really say the spoiler, but there could be times when this person you're looking for is across the world.
Theoretically.
It's been years and years and years.
Since the 30s. Sorry,
since the 30s.
We'll get into
okay, yeah, so
we'll
90s, into but that's a long time.
We'll get into more, yeah, in the spoilers, but.
Yeah, so anyways, I was kind of like,
it's a little far-fetched. Yeah. There's a couple of things that are far-fetched in this movie, but you know what?
I still like it. It's still fun.
I still like it.
I like it.
Even like the idea where they get there, the shutters close, and then it's like, oh, the party starts and they open like the box and it's got like the caskets with the guns in it and stuff. I'm like, this is so fucking cool. I am into this.
But then he's like, I would never give you a loaded gun.
And then
it was.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like, why? Why was it? How was it?
Okay. I think I have a theory on that too, though. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But even like down to like the monster, there's like there's several ghosts in this movie, but there's one particular one. And he does like the super shake, the super speed shake.
Yeah.
That's from like Silent Hill and stuff. I'm like, you could tell it's that Silent Hill, Jacob's Ladder era. I'm like, I'm so into it. There's so many little things where I'm like, I'm into this. This is so cool.
That's one of the movies we didn't even do with Silent Hill.
I like Silent Hill.
What a great movie.
They're making a new Silent Hill movie. We'll wait for that one to come out.
I've heard about it recently. We're big Silent Hill fans over here.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Big fan. I have Pyramid Head tattooed.
Yeah.
I love Silent Hill. Yeah, that movie, like whenever like it goes and it just goes back to normal and all the walls
Very
go back
cool.
to normal and you're like, and she's just sitting in like a store and the music's going. I'm like, woo! Like, this is creepy. Yeah, anyways, we went a little off topic. Yeah, this is definitely the same kind of vibe.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
When did Silent Hill come out?
97, I believe.
Shut up.
Yeah. Because I know, I believe Silent Hill 2 was in 2001. I could be wrong on
you
that.
I mean, talking about the movie.
Oh, the movie came out like 2006,
there we go.
I want to say.
I'm like, 1997, what?
The game. So like, that's definitely what, I find like the shaky dude was like basically. But there's a lot of little things where I'm like, oh, I've seen this in other movies. There was a shot that was pretty much taken from Scream.
Okay.
Where like somebody's dying and they look and there's a reflection in their eyeball. And I'm like, oh, this is from Scream. I don't care. I love it. It's so fucking good.
Oh, I love that.
I love that there's a scene where the girl is looking through the camera and like she can see the ghost and then she lowers it and then there's nobody there.
Yeah.
It's definitely like the trailer moment, but I'm so into it. I'm like, this is so cool. Before we go into spoilers, you want to give it a rating?
Oh, I'm pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'd give it an 8. I'd watch it right now.
Me too. Here's how good. This is how much I enjoyed it. I threw it on my computer. I was just like watching it on my computer.
You brought it downstairs in your home theater.
I made it maybe 5 minutes and I stopped it and I went downstairs and watched it on the projector.
Yes.
I'm like, I have to watch it with the surround sound. It is so fun. It's just a fun movie.
If anybody doesn't know, Steven has a home theater in his house.
Yeah, like a projector with like, and I got the speakers, like the surround sound. So I'm like, I have to watch this downstairs. And I've only done that twice that I could think of. Where I'm like, I'm watching a movie and I have to stop it and be like, no, I have to do this. This one, and I did it once with Star Wars. I did it with the first Star Wars movie recently.
Oh, I would.
For whatever reason, I'm like, I haven't watched it. That first movie in so long that I'm like, I have to watch this downstairs.
We do need to do one because our niece is asking. Because Beetlejuice is available for rent now.
I know. I was going to say we should do Beetlejuice one day.
I know. So we have to do the double feature. I don't think she can sit down for that long, though. She thinks she can. That's a long time.
I think she could. She's like 15. It's not like she's...
Yeah, but it's just... I guess she's not 5. I should have said that. But I'm just saying, like, some people can't sit through movies that long, especially a teenager who wants to be on their phone. It's a great idea in the moment. Mm-hmm. And then...
Next to spoilers.
We should do the spoilers.
Spoilers.
You are a lot deeper than me.
I've been watching this Anonymous show on HBO. And it's on Crave, but it's like on HBO for like the people from the States. Have you heard of the show? It's like, it's pretty much The Circle. It's very good.
I love The Circle.
So it's okay. So it's what it is it's like a bunch of people in a house, and they're competing for like $100,000, and so during the day they're in the house, but at night they go to like their own rooms and then they chat via social media, and they all have their own handle and nobody knows who each other is.
So, oh my God, how cool to call somebody out.
You could literally say whatever the fuck
where you're want. Like, buddy, earlier when we were together, you said this.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
And that's just it. Like, so, and the whole idea,
you know,
is
how many balls people have when they don't know.
And that's kind of what it's about, is like, and but then there's a double-edged sword to it too. Cause the whole idea is, cause you have your handle and then you like, and then every day, and then you vote for people. So you vote for people you vote people out, but it's by your handle. So your hand, so it's not you voting for, it's your handle that votes for them.
Yeah.
And then,
which is cool. Cause that means you won't know that I tried to vote you out tomorrow.
Exactly.
And we're still besties.
And that's it. And then after that, they do a test, linking each other to like their handles, and the person who evades the most detection, like who gets the least people
connecting
with their, yeah, with their handle, that person becomes the anonymous, and they are the single person who gets to choose who goes home out of the people who got votes. So you get one vote, you're on the chopping block.
And it's the actual person.
Yeah,
the handle.
Yeah. So it's the actual person.
Whoa.
And then the hand, but you don't know who the anonymous is.
And you don't know tomorrow who voted that person out.
You literally just, it's just,
this
they
is
just
cool.
Go, it's very cool. It's actually a pretty, pretty interesting show. Yeah, it's fun. And then like, and then every like couple of episodes, they have to switch. They like get new handles. And so it's like, it makes it harder.
Super cool.
Yeah. And it's, but
because then you can kind of maybe pick out the way that I talk.
Exactly. Once you figure one person out, once one person gets figured out, they're fucked pretty much until.
Yeah, because I'm pretty monotone and my texting is very straightforward.
Yeah.
So I'm very angry texter.
Me too.
And so it's like whenever you figure out, I can't see Ash putting emojis.
Yeah.
This has to be Ash. Then I'm screwed.
But that's it. That's a lot of people play the game like that. They're like, I would never put emojis, but
dot all of my eyes with hearts.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would be so girly. LMAO. I think I made you LOL recently, every now and then, and it kind of throws me off because you never LOL.
Oh, that's the thing. That's how you know, though. I actually did laugh out loud. If I LOL, that's, you know.
I forget what it was, but you were like, just LOL. I'm like, yes. Thank you.
But that's it. Yeah, and that's even like to the point where like, people will have like best friends in the house, but they'll purposely vote for that person every time. Just so people are like, well, I know for a fact they're friends, so that person can't be so-and-so.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just a throw, or like people vote for themselves because it's like, why would somebody vote for themselves? So like, it might throw people off my scent. Stuff
interesting.
Like that. It's a good show, so I recommend it. It's
interesting. Good. And what is it on?
Crave. Yeah.
I don't have Crave. Right now I'm watching Maid on Netflix.
Maid.
It's the girl who left like an abusive relationship.
Yeah, I don't show up.
It's pretty cute. Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a bad description for pretty cute, but I watched. I'm crushing it. So I know there was another one on there. I keep hearing about the show. Hold on. I think it's the girl from the girlfriend from Get Him to the Greek. Oh. Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I know what you're talking about. I never watched it, though.
So there's something about it where the twist is great, and I want to watch it. I don't remember the twist, though. Anyways, continue. Yeah. I can't remember right now, but someone at work was explaining it to me, and I'm like, I got
to
watch that.
Yeah, because it has to do with, like, rich people, like, pretty much
enslaving her.
Women, yeah. It's
but there was a reason why something was happening and why the show was good.
I want to say it had to do with, like, women are becoming, like, infertile. Like, I want to say, but there's, like, particular women that can still. I don't know. I haven't watched this. I have no clue.
You're right. No, you're right. I want to
say particular women can still give birth. So, like, rich people pretty much buy these women and enslave them. Sorry. My wife keeps fucking texting me. Oh, okay. I'm going to get the truck washed in case you're wondering where I am.
Actually, you should say, respond back. Thank you for letting me know. Love you. Be safe.
I will do that.
Like, thank you're you for mad letting me that know. She updated no, you? No, no. Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you for letting me know.
Hope you're safe. Love you. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Even though her truck is the biggest fuck you ever, nobody's going to screw with her.
No, it's true.
That truck is huge.
Although she was talking, so we were at a wedding over the weekend, and you were at the wedding too. I don't know. When I say we, I mean we. I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah, I get it.
My wife was the bridesmaid, and she was driven in.
Maid of honor.
What did I say?
Bridesmaid.
Yeah, is there a difference?
Maid of honor. It's a big difference.
My bad, yo. So, but they were driven in, so she was driven in with the bride, and she was driven in some car. I can't remember what the fuck it was, but...
It's a Lincoln. It was nice.
She's like, it was one of the nicest cars I've ever been in. And she's like, Steve, they had air-conditioned seats. Like, that's how you know you made it.
I've never seen that.
Like, air-conditioned seats is the shit. Like,
I want a Lincoln. That's what I'm buying is a Lincoln. No I shit. Love them.
I was driving to the venue that morning, actually, of the wedding. And for whatever reason, it must have just known what the temperature was. My heated steering wheel kicked in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is the life.
Yeah. Like, I want a heating steering wheel. I think they're so cool.
The only problem with it is I never realized how cold everything was until you get a heated steering wheel and then you go to like change lanes. Excuse me. Everything else is so cold. You're like, oh, fuck. You just want to hold on. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, that, you know, that precious life now. Oh, the bougie life.
Toughest life.
I know. I now have heated seats. I've never had them before. So I start my car before I go pick up our mom for work. And I'm like, my car is so toasty. I'm at the age where it's not even for warmth. It's for my lower back pain. I'm like, ooh, it's so soothing on my lower back. Ooh. Yeah.
Anyway, House on Haunted Hill.
House on Haunted Hill. If you keep all of that, I'm so sorry for the tangents. We've had like four conversations. But yes, I want a Lincoln because a 2018 under 100,000 kilometers is only like 20 grand.
Yeah.
I think they're beautiful. I love them. And I want a white one with burnt orange seats. I want to be like that bougie.
Okay.
You know, the ugly seats means like it's a really good car.
Yeah.
That's what I want. And the wooden side, hell yeah. Anyways, House on Haunted Hill. Yeah. Spoilers.
So we're talking about, it's very fucking weird. Okay. So the big twist in the movie is that, there were five survivors, right?
Well, there was five doctors. Wasn't that it?
I thought there were five survivors, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's five doctors.
Oh, you might be right.
Like, they were doctors, but they survived. They, like, made it out, I want to say. But I could be wrong on that. Either way, it has to do with the fact that there were five doctors who worked in the asylum, and...
But how did the one doctor die, then, who's doing the surgeries?
I want to say he's not one of the people that they're related to. So...
But why did he die and the other five didn't?
I'm assuming they just got away, like...
Anyways, it doesn't make sense. Either way, if they survived or not, they were five doctors.
Okay, there were five doctors. So all of the guests that were on the guest list that the house made were the five who got away.
Okay.
So the house wants their, like, bloodline.
Yeah.
So it's like they're related to... they're descendants of the five doctors who got away. But that's what you were talking about where it's like, but it's been since the 30s. Like, how do you know they're all in the same city? They're descendants. It's so fucking like.
Well, really, our family is from United States.
Yeah.
And now we're in Canada.
Yeah. But let's just say.
So it's like we traveled a whole country.
Yeah.
Let alone across the world. You could have easily went across. My brother-in-law lives in Russia and he's going to have kids with his wife in Russia. He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Like. That generation, the fact that you're in the same country is crazy.
That's it too, but maybe that's the point is like maybe they sent the invitations out and they're like, we'll send you a plane, you know, whatever. It's very possible.
Okay, which is fair.
We'll just say.
I mean, they're giving away $1 million.
Right.
I guess.
So like, let's just say.
A $200 plane ride is not that big of a deal.
Yeah. And then they got the limos driving them up and shit. Where the movie, okay, there's one where I'm like, okay, so that's. The twist is like they're all related except for one guy, which is like, well, how the fuck did he get an invitation? If I guess she might've given it to him personally. the doctor, the guy from the OC, the dad from the OC.
Yeah.
It turns out that the wife is having an affair with him. He's a doctor. And she's planning on leaving Jeffrey Rush's character.
Yeah.
By
Mr.
like
Mr. Price.
Yeah. So that's like the big twist of the movie, okay? But then there's this scene where like she's like electrocuted. How the fuck did they set that up? I have
no idea.
So she's electrocuted in quotations, and then the doctor comes, and then he like brings her back to life because like it turns out it was a ploy.
Because there are stuff that do that, conjure.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just like, when did they like set that up? If Price was, because Price has cameras, he has a dude that's like working the cameras and shit. So it's like, how the fuck did he not? No, you know what I mean? The whole thing's odd.
Yeah, I'm not sure because...
That's my only
thing. He went into the chamber after.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, because was the guy still working at that point?
No, he was already... His face was ripped off at that point.
So I guess technically it could have been done.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing's fucking weird. But that's my only one where I'm like, and then the limos, I'm like, that's the only one where I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. But I'm willing to fucking forgive it because it's so good.
The literal ending was the only time where I went, oh, it kind of ruins the movie a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
If they got the checks, it's like,
yeah,
come on.
It's like, was that Chris Kattan's character giving him the checks? Like, here's the thing, the guy died. The guy barely, like, he doesn't have a body anymore. He's fucking ash. So, like, how the fuck do you expect to get the money? Like, I guess you could get it from the estate. But it's like, imagine you showed up and you're like, I have 8 checks for $1 million.
5.
You're right. Sorry. 5 checks for $1 million. I'd like to cash them out right now, please. Like, it's not like they're just like, okay. Like, they have to look into that. Like, but I guess.
I don't know. Right? If it's a pay to order. Yeah.
I've never done that before either.
Because it's paid to order cash.
This is also the 90s.
That means the check is verified already.
Yeah.
That it has it. It's a cashier's check, but we don't really
deal with that. We don't do that anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore, right? So it's hard where it's like, now I can e-transfer you up to $10,000. It's that easy. I can just tap your phone at this point.
Yeah.
But you're right. There comes, I know this because I watched 50 Shades of Grey. She tried to take out like $1 million and they had to call him and get his.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So I can see where you're coming from, where it's like they had to call him.
Yeah.
But he must have an assistant, no? That's going to say he has to. He's a billionaire.
I feel like it, yeah.
Who's like, hey, man, yeah, he's real. Yeah, he did cash those out. He did hand those out.
Yeah, an accountant of some sort, he must.
Yeah, I gave him the checks. I know he did.
Horrible. Yeah,
but they won't know that he's dead yet.
Because he's ash at this point.
But they won't know for... Until the assistant's like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Where's my... It's been a little quiet around here. And the money is still in my account, so...
all the deaths in this movie are cool. You're right. I think that the ending deaths are, I'm like, whatever. The Chris Kattan one, I'm like, okay. Jeffrey Rush, I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
But I definitely love that vat of, like, the blood.
That's a great...
Where she's trying to get Eddie.
That's an amazing great scene.
Great scene.
When he's just like, he's so creepy looking. He's got like
the glare in his
eyes. The glare in his eye, which is like pretty much the fucking Blade Runner glare. I'm like, this is so cool.
And then he's like, what? And it's so realistic. Imagine someone screaming your name.
And you're like, what's wrong
and,
with you?
And he's looking at her like, what? Like, I'm what? And then she like looks at him and it's so real. Like, your hands are in it, and you're, like, looking at the person you're, like, holding. Like, wait. Yeah, it's so real. I love it. I really think the actress really died too early.
Oh, yeah? But you needed somebody to die, right? Like, you needed
needed
a first kill, and she's the one to
die. And I liked it. I liked how she died. I liked the camera was picking them up.
Yeah.
But and yet she can't see them.
There's something so cool about like the burst of air. And she's like, like it's so good. So then she dies and you're like, okay. And then that becomes like so we know it was ghosts.
Yeah.
But it adds more questions to everybody else. Like the wife thinks that she's working with Jeffrey Rush's character. Everybody else is like, is this a part of it? Because the whole thing about Jeffrey Rush's character, I'm going to stop saying his name because I'm just going to start saying Stephen Price because Stephen's a great name and it's just easier to say. So Stephen Price, the whole thing is, he's all about gimmicks. Right off the bat, they introduce this roller coaster and the elevator starts falling, but it turns out it's not. And then it's like, and then you start at the top, which I've actually been on that roller coaster before. It's the Incredible Hulk in Universal Studios. It's very cool. It does start at the top. It's very fucking great. It shoots you right out. You're like, oh my God, this is awesome. Anyway, so.
When did you go? On your honeymoon?
Yeah, honeymoon. So what, 10 years ago?
Interesting.
11 years ago?
It was
10. It was 10, almost 11.
Yeah.
We're like past 10 and a half.
Anyways.
Thanks, Ash. Anyway. But so.
Your anniversary is March 29th.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, it is.
In case you forget. All right.
Okay. I got to remember this. No, I'm playing. But that's the thing. His whole thing is gimmicks. The gimmick with like the caskets with the guns in them and like all these like little things. So everybody is just like, everybody assumes that it's him that closed the shutters.
Yeah.
Which even he thinks he did it. Even he goes to his like buddy who's in the control room. He's like, God, like, dude, you fucking crushed that. And he was like, that was not me. And then they think that it was him that set up the crime scene. Because all they find is blood and then
all on the roof.
Which is like very cool. It's like, and then you find her later. You find like her body parts and stuff. I think it's a cool kill. I think it's a cool first kill.
Okay.
And then the second one is the wife getting electrocuted.
Yes.
And then the third one, so they throw Stephen Price in the thing, the vat thing.
It's like a vision.
Oh, depth something.
I'm not sure.
It's a thing. It's like a tank either way.
Yeah.
And then Buddy from OC is like, I'm just going to hang out. And it's like, oh, you're cannon fodder, dude. Like, you're fucking destined to die next. Sure enough, he does. Even though it's a twist. It's like, oh, it turns out.
Why did she kill him?
Because she needed it to look, she needed. So the whole thing is, okay, his plan, the doctor thought the plan was, people are going to think that Stephen Price killed his wife. Her whole thing is, yeah, but we kind of need a body. So she killed the doctor and then put like his blood and stuff all over Stephen Price.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. So to make it look like he killed. So he got out, killed the guy because the guy was like, I'm going to watch the door and make sure he doesn't get out. Well, now you think he got out and killed him.
Okay.
Okay. So, but then there's the whole thing with the guns. Okay. We were talking earlier and I'm like, I think I have a, so he's like, I would never put bullets in the gun. And then she fires and then the glass breaks. And he's like, what the hell? And then later on, Allie Larder shoots Stephen Price and he like dies in quotations, but then it turns out he's got like a vest on. I think there was never bullets in the gun. I think they were all squibs. So the glass breaking, I think that was a trick. I think the blood coming out of his chest, that was a trick. I think it was all a trick. He saw it coming. He saw this all coming. You see what I'm saying?
But how would you break that exact glass?
I have no idea. I'm just saying. All right. There's a lot of things where it's like, okay. I don't know. But that's my thoughts. There's like the door where it's like nobody goes into this door. Well, she gets thrown through that door, and then that's where the monster.
And that's whenever the ghosts are like, all right.
Yeah.
You pissed us off.
Now I'm coming for you. It's officially over.
Which it is lame graphics, but
I think it's cool.
I love the crawling on the floor.
Yeah.
That was great. It's just whenever you look in it, you're like, oh, this is a little ridiculous.
I'm into it. I think it's fun. I think it's cool. I don't know. There's one scene where I laughed out loud, which is not what you want at this scene. He was like, so they get to the attic. Okay, so Stephen Price. Okay, hold on. Let's start from the beginning. So Chris Kattan owns the place.
Yes.
The shutters come down. Chris Kattan's like, the controls for the shutters are in the basement, even though they are not. They are in the attic. Why the fuck does he not know that? That's okay, because they were very easily opened from the attic. He threw a pipe and accidentally opened the shutters. So it's like, if you would have just went up one flight of stairs by the looks of it, one person, like, oh, hey, I think there's a lever right here. Perfect. Let's get out of here.
And he said that because he's like, engineer or something.
Yeah, he's well, because like, he throws the pipe and it opens the thing and he's like, it's like, you know, so much for my mechanical engineer degree.
Yeah.
Because it was literally just dumb luck.
I don't understand why you couldn't have just cut a rope.
I think that would have made it worse. I feel like you could grab on.
There was a weight, though.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's the first, like, right?
There was a weight that makes no sense because that means it's going up. So you would have had to get more weight on that to pull it down.
Which is easy. Simple physics. I feel like you should be able to open it. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Okay.
If they just stayed upstairs with all of them, they could have maybe figured it out.
They could have figured it out. But instead, Chris Kattan, who owns the house and does not want to be there, was like, all of the controls are in the basement.
Well, he owns the house. He didn't build the house.
But like, you'd think he would know. He knows about the statues. He was like, oh, these things, forgot about those. Like, he knows where everything is, right? Like,
yeah, but not mechanics that haven't worked since the 30s.
And that's true, too. It also implies that they haven't, the shutters haven't been closed since that the 30s. Night.
So, why would they be closed?
Okay, so yeah, I'll give you that one, too. But either way, so.
Don't give me anything. You're right. I'm just saying, right? Because I don't think he's an engineer.
No. Who? I think Stephen Price is.
No, not Chris Kattan.
No.
I love how you keep saying full names. Not Kattan. So it's like, I can own a house tomorrow. I can own a brewery. I don't know how to make beer.
That's a good point.
I know where the beer is. I know where the beer is made.
All right. Fair. So Stephen Price in the attic, he accidentally opens the shutter.
Yeah.
You see the daylight come in. And he's like, hey, guys, it's up here. This is the final three. Stephen Price, Allie Larder, Taye Diggs. So Taye Diggs and Allie Larder run upstairs. They make it to the top of the stairs with this fucking cloud monster following them. They make it to the top of the stairs and Taye Diggs, this they both,
cloud whatever monster. The fuck it is,
they see the daylight. There's a window with daylight. And Taye Diggs is like, you stay here. I'm going to go see if we can get out of here. It's like, and she does. She stands there while he just runs
with
over.
The cloud monster. It's like,
what is going on right now?
Was the best description ever. It is a cloud monster. Holy crap. Yeah. You're right. She did just stand there.
It's so been like, dumb. It's
I would have been like that meme from like White Chicks where it goes, bitch, move. Like that could have been me.
That was what it made me laugh out loud that he was like, you say, I see the windows open. I'm going to go make sure you just chill. And he runs over and he's just like, yep, windows open. Come on. I'm like, that's holy so shit. Dumb. And then the cloud monster outsmarts her because she's, you know, not standing still enough. Comes through the floor. So that's when he's like, you might want to come over here now. And she runs over. That's when Stephen Price has to sacrifice himself. And then and then he gets her out. And then the rope breaks. And then he's like, I'm adopted. Which I guess is played for laughs. Is that supposed to be a joke?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's like, the monster's about to kill him. And he's like, I'm adopted. And then Chris Kattan like opens the thing. And then she pulls him out, and then they both survive.
Who's adopted?
Oh, Taye Diggs.
Because he's not the original bloodline.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? Is it supposed to be a joke? What do you think?
Oh, he could just be telling the monster, like, don't kill me, I'm adopted. Look at my parents. Like, they were white, I'm sorry.
Which is funny, because, like, of all the people in the house, I guess, except for the doctor, who wasn't killed by the ghost, actually. It was killed by the wife. They were the only two that weren't a descendant of...
Because it was his assistant. It was her assistant.
And he was
adopted.
I guess except for Stephen Price. But also, although the monster didn't really want Stephen Price, because I think he could have very easily...
I thought Price was the son of the doctor.
I don't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe not.
No. So, oh. Chris Kattan was the owner.
Who's the wife? Is she descended?
She's just a random. Yeah, random. So, she saw it. She saw that it was actually. So, after the opening bit, in the really, really cool opening credits. I love the opening credits of this movie. They're fucking excellent.
With the nails and everything coming out of the
so
wall.
Cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
Yeah. It's like a It's like a Tim Burton kind of feeling.
Yeah, they don't make opening credits like that really anymore.
I know.
After that, they do like a really cool, like, Hollywood true story. And I'm like, oh, this is so excellent. Like, I'm like, I was waiting for the moment in this movie for me to be like, oh, I forgot. Yeah, this movie isn't that good. Never came. I enjoyed it the whole way. Like,
how did they get down at the end?
They just don't.
You just don't.
I did read. So I read a couple of things on this movie because I was just curious. Apparently, there is an alternate ending.
Okay.
Where the roles are reversed. It's like, okay, so Price dies at the top of the stairs, not Chris Kattan.
Okay.
So it's Price that dies in that scene. Yeah,
he was the one being chased.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
They get to the top. It's Taye Diggs who sacrifices himself to save the girl. And then her and Chris Kattan get out. And there's a moment where, like, they're on the ground being interviewed by reporters while they're bringing out the body parts of the other girl, the actress. So it's like, so it kind of explains that they got out, they got down, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. But like, so I've heard that one.
I definitely like the sexual chemistry though between the two.
Oh yeah, they're
so
great.
I think they were meant to end.
Yeah, together. Agreed.
I don't think Kattan was ever meant to live because he didn't want to be there to begin
with.
He's
that character. He's supposed to die. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of.
I think he lasted a lot longer than I gave him.
That he should have. Yeah.
I thought he was going to be the first one
because he's not dumb. He's like, I'm going to stay right here. Yeah. I'm just going to keep drinking. You guys go ahead in the basement, wherever you go ahead. I'm going to stay right here. That would be me.
That would be me. Yeah. I would stay right in the middle of a room.
I am not going there.
Well, the wife was like, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to go with her. She's confident that nothing's happening. I'm going to go with her. Can I enjoy your sleepover? Can I just come over? Because you are not phased at all, which makes me comfortable.
Yeah.
So that's what I would want to do. I'd want to be with her.
No.
Her being so relaxed would make me too relaxed because I'd be like, oh, so, if she's fine, then I'm
good. She's the one who organized this, right? Like,
well, she's on pajamas. I want to be in fucking pajamas.
Fine.
But you're right. There were parts where I kind of was waiting for it. Like, this movie's going to turn soon, and it didn't. I was like, man, I really liked that we waited so long to watch it.
Agreed. Agreed.
I think that's what made it so good. I think if we watched it more, I don't think it'd be as good. But yeah, it's because we waited so long.
And it's like, oh, this is awesome. It was just so nostalgic and like just so, it was just fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
I forget how great the cast is. The cast is so good. Taye Diggs, awesome. It's one of those things where it's like, how are you not more famous? You're so good. He was a New Girl recently. Not recently, it's probably been the last like 5 years. And he looks exactly the same.
Oh,
like,
really?
Such a good looking guy. Like
black don't crack, man. I know a lot of women that are 60. And I'm like, you look 20, girl. Look at you.
Look fantastic. Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah.
No, like cast is so good. And no, it's a good movie. I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Me too. I hope you guys enjoyed my picks for this week because... these are just left field picks. Yeah. They are the weirdest picks. And we didn't do The Conjuring and these Paranormal Activity is still one of my favorite, you know, ghost movies. And going off book like that was so weird.
Agreed.
But I really liked doing it off the book kind of and not doing a movies that are talked about so much.
Agreed. No, this was a very fun one. Thank you very much. For suggesting it.
Yeah, thank you for doing this with me, and I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 bye.